Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. That means it is time for our live local interview. I have four guests in the studio. It's a full house here at the Cable House. We are here to talk about a program that's combined with the University of Alaska Anchorage and also Sitka High School. It's called the Career and Technical Education Program. And I'm going to start with Mr. Mike Vieira and ask him a quick description of what the CTE program is all about.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for continuing to have us. It's been fun to be in here this spring and share different things about CTE. CTE stands for Career and Technical Education, and I think a lot of people just envision that as shop classes. But CTE really has to do with any kind of technical skill that can be applied to make a kid immediately employable. So that covers culinary skills, and today we're going to be talking about early childhood skills. I always say that there's three-legged tests that I do for CTE, and that's, is it a high-demand area? Are people looking to hire people? Is it highly skilled? Are there a lot of skills that go into that job? And then is there a high wage that goes along with that job? So early childhood definitely meets those two, and we had a childhood summit a couple of years ago that this class really was birthed out of. Carrie Sagel and Lauren Wild really led the charge on that, and Margaret Glannon answered the call, and UAA was able to help us support a program, and we've for a couple of years now been putting kids through a two-course sequence through UAA to get them trained up to be child care providers in our community if they so choose.
Great. Well, so I'm going to ask Margaret to speak next. Let's talk a little bit about your role here in the program. So you're teaching two classes. You're an instructor with the program, and you're teaching a couple of classes, one in the fall and one in the spring. So let's talk about the fall first. The two other guests we have been in your classes all year long.
Yes.
So what did you teach in the fall?
The fall class has typically been child development, which is basically birth to age 8 and looking at milestones. And this year we did a little bit of prenatal development as well. It affects life. The course in the spring is the introduction to early childhood education. And so part of that course is a 10-hour, it's a requirement, it's not just an assignment, that they complete 10 hours of observation in an early childhood setting. So it could be a child care setting, it could be a preschool, it could be a home care if they choose.
Okay, well, the two other guests that I have are both students in your program. And they drew straws. So Liz, I don't know, did you lose or win?
Lost.
You lost. So you get to go first. So Liz Esme is here. Liz is going to be a senior. Congratulations. You just have a couple days of school left, yeah. Right? And so let's talk about what you've been doing in your class. What did you learn when you were learning about milestones, developmental milestones for children? Was there something that was surprising to you that you didn't expect?
Nothing that was really surprising, but it was really cool to, I have a little brother, and so it was really cool to learn about the milestones and then be able to actually see them in my own family as well as when we went to preschools. What I didn't know before taking that class, like, I always thought that developmental milestones came like much, much later, and actually some of them start really soon.
Oh, okay. And how did your brother do on the scale?
He did great.
He did great. Probably over and above average, probably. Yeah.
Exceptional.
No doubt. So you've been at Hoots in the preschool program. So what have you been doing over there as part of this 10-hour requirement?
So I go once a week, or I went once a week, and I just hung out with the kids, which was really awesome. I would read with them, I would play with them, and just kind of observe how conflicts were resolved and how kids reacted to different situations.
Did you work with more than one instructor or more than one teacher at this school?
Yeah, so there was one main instructor, and it's her classroom. That's Miss Marley Wild, or Loomis, yeah. And then there were two other volunteer teachers there as well.
Did you take away any good tricks maybe that you could use on your little brother from the way they taught?
It was really helpful to see how a lot of children in preschool can't regulate their emotions yet, or they struggle with some of those skills. And Hoots was really good about teaching them those skills and teaching teachers how to use those skills too.
Okay. Have you tried any of those at home?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Good. Again, above average. Okay, great. So now I'm going to ask you, Brandy, I'm going to turn to you. You are also going to be a senior. Again, a couple days left of school. Are you ready for school to be out?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me a little bit about your experience in Ms. Glennon's class. So how about developmental milestones for you? Is there anything that surprised you that you didn't expect?
Definitely. I did not know that children like develop the most when they're that young. Like, it's crazy how the brain works for children to develop so quickly and how much early childhood education is like really important for child's futures with learning.
And so you also did some shadowing or some observation work. You were at Mount Edgecombe Preschool.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you saw there.
So I went Wednesday every morning, and usually they're at recess on Wednesday in the morning. So I definitely saw a lot of more of the like outdoor play, like them playing hide and seek with each other, digging in the sand to look for things, and just interacting with each other, how they play with each other, and really, yeah, how they learn to ride bikes, how they learn to put their helmets on, and things like that.
Okay. So Ms. Glennon, I'm going to go back to you and ask you a little bit about how those things that your students talked about fit in with the what you were trying to teach in these last in this last year.
Yeah, it's really nice that the community responds as well as it does. I've had placements in almost all the settings, and I'm certainly open to others that would like them. It's limited by the number of hours it can actually get to it. These students are very active, both athletically and sometimes drama debate, so the amount of time that they can go and the time of day isn't always best for early childhood, but
yeah. How many students do you have in this particular part of the CTE program?
This year I had 6 students.
Okay.
And last year there were 14 students. I know that one of the counselors at the high school has told me she's got requests, 26 different students that have requested this for the fall.
Specifically for the child development for
yes.
your classes. Wow.
Yes, which will be limited. I think 16 is the max that UAA requires.
Why do you think there's been such an increase in demand? Any idea?
Not sure. It's an elective, and so it's hard to say. They take it for different reasons. Some are very interested in that in a career, and others are not. My viewpoint is it doesn't really matter to me. These are Sitka's kids that are going to grow up, potential parents, uncles, aunties, and it's good information for them to know.
Yeah. So, Brandy, I'm going to go back to you and ask you. So now that you've taken this year worth of early development, childhood development, and education, what has this changed what you're thinking about doing for next year?
Well, at the start, when I took this class, I wasn't really planning on being a teacher. I was more of planning on being like maybe a pediatric nurse or an occupational therapist for little kids. So I thought this class would be a good idea to just get the learn the developmental milestones that children have. But I definitely do like the classroom setting. I like being with the children and seeing the children, but I don't know if it's like the right career for me just because of like the salary and things like that, but it definitely taught me a lot if I want to become a mother someday, and definitely will help me if I do pursue like pediatric occupational therapy.
Okay, I'm going to ask Liz the same question, and then I'm going to go back to Mr. Vieira and talk about the salary piece of it. So how about for you, Liz? How has this changed or affected what you're thinking about doing next year and maybe after that?
So originally, I love teaching. I love teaching so much, and I also love I love it because it also teaches me something. So when I signed up for the class, I was like, I definitely want to be a teacher. That's all I'm ever going to do. But like, as I was going through the course, I was like, maybe the actual classroom isn't for me. And I'm really grateful I took the course now for free instead of going to college for it and being like, not a fan. So that this class was helpful in teaching me skills for also when I become an auntie or a mother, and also for figuring out career pathways, because it also taught me that there are other ways to be a teacher without actually being in a classroom or having to lead one.
So I liked your comment about you learning things also, that it was teaching you something. What's something you learned From teaching or from being in the classroom?
Just being in a classroom, especially with little kids, just reminds you to be like curious and just have fun and laugh about silly things. And I think it's fun.
Great. So I'm going to go back to Mr. Vieira. So we're going to talk about the salaries, but also talk about the, I think we haven't talked about the joint credit that it is part of this class. So these young ladies got some college credit as part of doing this program.
Yeah, this is a dual enrollment class through the University of Alaska Anchorage, and they actually are funding the tuition, which is fantastic. We love those kind of programs at our school. And we have a whole slideshow on statistics of dual credit. Sitka High School is just crushing it with dual credit right now. We have more dual credit than any other school in our region, and our students are more successful than most schools in passing their dual credit classes, and this is just one piece of that. So we hope that that pays off for UA system and some of these kids stick around and enroll in some of these programs as they think about what they're doing after high school.
Great. Well, we are out of time. So in case you just joined us, we've been talking about the Career and Technical Education program at Sitka High, also with UAA, specifically with Margaret Glennon's classes about child development and intro to early childhood education. And we had a couple of students in that program, Liz Esme and Brandy Pepper. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Peter.
Thank you.
I'll be right back after this.